Kiddush on it, or Avdala on it. Weiter. Tana Rabban, the price is like this. The pasuk says, "Zochar es yom Shabbos lekadoshay." Supposed to remember Shabbos to be mekadosh Shabbos. What does that mean? That means zochreyu al hayayin. He's supposed to make kiddush al hayayin. Now this is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learn this midiraisa that the kiddush is supposed to be al hayayin. And Tosfos says not like that. Tosfos says in the middle, for nearer the kiddush al hayayin es machti. It's only midirabon. It's only the smachta of this pasuk. Really, kiddush you could say just prepare. Or some people say, even the Magen Avraham says that when we say in shul, we say the Shemone Esrei on Friday night, we yotze mitzvahs kiddush there, that we speak about the kedushas of Shabbos, because the din to make kiddush al hayayin is only mid rabbanon. But this brayta says that what we dash from this pasuk that zochrei al hayayin, there's an inyan a kol ponim mid rabbanon, you bedavka have to make kiddush on wine on a kosher yayin. So the brayta, ainly I only know elu b'yom. Maybe only by the daytime. Shabbos by daytime, there's this mitzvah to make kiddush al hayayin. But la'ilu minayin, how do I know even at nighttime, Friday night, like we do, there's the mitzvah to say kiddush al hayayin? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Zochar es yom Shabbos kadoshay. You're supposed to remember Shabbos b'yayin. So here is a few things kishver on this braisa. First of all, if you want to bring a raya that even balayla, where's the raya from this pasuk? Zochar es yom Shabbos. Yom is maybe by daytime. So Gemara asks this question. So first Gemara asks a better question. Like you asked me a question, how do you know you have to say kiddush by nighttime also? His question, the pasuk says zochros yom shabbos kadoshay. So he's saying zochreyu al hayayin. You're supposed to make kiddush al hayayin. So Bryce says I would think when only by daytime, but night maybe not. Fredigmar, how could there be such a havamina? You could think Friday night you don't have to make kiddush. Fredigmar, the rabba, just the opposite. Ike kiddush balaylu. The ike svara to make kiddush is right away. Right away at the beginning of Shabbos, Friday night, that's when you're supposed to make Kiddush. Kaddish. Techi Kaddish techilas yoima boile kedushin. Because when you want to be in the Kaddish Shabbos, Zochres yom Shabbos the Kaddish means right away at the beginning of Shabbos, go be in the Kaddish Shabbos. So as far as the story is, you're supposed to make Kiddush right away Friday night. So how could the Bryce have having to say no? The Ike Kiddush is only by daytime. And I have a question, how do I know by nighttime also? It's very schwer. Chita, you have to make Kiddush Friday night. Because all you say to be Mekadosh Shabbos means right away be Mekadosh Shabbos. V'su, another question this Brisa is, then the Brisa says, B'laylim inayin, how do we know at nighttime also you have to make Kiddush? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Zochar es yoim. Fred Gemara, Tana mahadu alayla, the Tana wants to bring a proof that even at nighttime you have to make Kiddush. V'konosov lekrodi mama, and it brings the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Zochar es yoim ha-Shabbos. Yoim is only daytime. So something's missing in this Brisa. So Gemara says, Hochikama. This is what the Braisa meant to say. So the Pasuk says, Zochor es yom Shabbos Kadoshay. And Midashin Zochreyu al Hayayin. You're supposed to make Kiddush al Hayayin. It's a Shaila of the Raisa, the Rabbanon, on the Yismachta, but the Koponim, you're supposed to make Kiddush on a Koysho Yayin. Bichni Sosay. Avad as soon as Shabbos comes in, you're supposed to make Kiddush. Right away at night time, when you come home, you're supposed to make Kiddush right away. Ein Liyela Balayla. This is good only at night time, I know the Zachiv to make Kiddush. But Yaimi Nine, how do we know even by daytime also there's a chiyuv to make Kiddush? Now by daytime for sure it's only midrabbanan. Has will the esmacht even at daytime also we have to make Kiddush before we eat Shabbos by day? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says Zochar es yom Shabbos. That even Yaim, even the day of Shabbos also you have to make Kiddush. Now this treat is only midrabbanan, but that's the halacha that Shabbos in the morning also before we eat you're supposed to make Kiddush. So that's pshat b'raisa. So Balayla was Pshita, the Kiddush is even by Yom also you have to make Kiddush. Yeah. Fred the Gemara now, B'yayim Maimavorach, when we make Kiddush by daytime, what's the Nusach? How do you have to make Kiddush? Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch Priyagofen. That's the old Kiddush. Shabbos in the morning, all you have to say is just Baruch Priyagofen. Baruch Hashem, Nechlam Baruch Priyagofen. That's the we say Shamru and Zohar, that's Tam and Hogim. That's not the Ikur Adin. The Ikur Adin, Shabbos morning, is only to make the Baruch Priyagofen. Or else if you drink Hamar Medina, you make it on schnapps, you make a shakol, that's the Ika Kiddush. So that's the Rashbam. Omri Rav Yehuda, the second one of the big lines. Omri Rav Yehuda, Baruch Priyagofen. Asi Kosa the Chamer, bring a cup of wine. O Bruche, just make a bracha, Baruch Priyagofen. O Mishte, and drink it. Now what does this have to do with Kiddush? Why is this called Kiddush in the morning? So after Mishum Kavod Shabbos. The reason why you're doing this is to give cover to Shabbos. lechalek, to make a difference, bein midas Shabbos lemidas chayim, to make a difference between the Suda of Shabbos and the Suda of the weekday. In the middle of the weekday, you don't start off your meal by first making a Baruch Pri HaGofen. But by Shabbos, by daytime, as Kavod HaShabbos, we start the meal off by first making a Baruch Pri HaGofen. Shu'inyin shir, she'noimrim shir el alayayin. Vachim afarash b'shultas rabachoy pashas b'yishmo in Yisroel. That since Yain and Inyam Shir Leviim said the Shir by Yain, so the Inyam nice to be Mechabit Shabbos, first make a Baruch Pri HaGofen by the Suda. So that's the whole Inyam of Kiddush in the morning, is only to make a Baruch Pri HaGofen. Now, Lamai says to Shaila and Achreinim, let's say in the morning somebody wants to be Maitzi somebody else. Like, Mal, you go to a Kiddush, one person makes Kiddush for a few people. So to Shaila, really, how does that work? That really, you learn here the Gemara, all the Brachos is just a Baruch Pri HaGofen. That means the Rabbanon just said everybody like should drink some wine before you have the Suda. Like the Mashal, if let's say you have to make a Baruch Pri HaGofen, and I drink wine now, and I make a Baruch Pri HaGofen, my bracha doesn't help for you. If you're not drinking the wine, my bracha has nothing to do with you. There's only a loch if there's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Mashal, to make Kiddush Friday night, there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. So then we say the loch is by Birchas HaMitzvah, Shemeya Koinem. I could be made to the mitzvah for you. I could say the Kiddush, I can make the bracha, the mitzvah, and if you listen, it's considered like you heard the Kiddush also, you heard the bracha. But that's only by Birchas HaMitzvah. By Birchas HaNen, there's no such a loch like that. By Birchas HaNen, if I make a Baruch Pri HaGofen and I drink wine, even if you listen, it's not considered like you made a Baruch Pri HaGofen. As Birchas HaNen, it just means if you want to drink wine, you have to make a bracha. If you're not drinking wine, the bracha doesn't help for you. So there is a brisk of chumrah, the brisk is, and the brisk of a machmish, for Shabbos in the morning, everybody's drink from the yayin. If you want to be yaitzah with somebody else's kiddush, you should make sure that you drink from that yayin also. Because if you drink from that wine, then we say when the person made kiddush, he said the Baruch Pri HaGofen on the yayin, it helps for you also. Because you're also drinking from this kais. But if you don't drink from the kais, so how do you have kiddush? Like they're learning that kiddush in the morning is not really called the brichas hamitzvahs. It's only the rabbanu ha-masakin, make a Baruch Pri HaGofen, that's all. Now, to make a Baruch Pri HaGofen, you have to drink wine. If you don't drink wine, the wine doesn't help for you. However, the mini golem is not like that. The mini golem is that people do make kiddush, one person makes for everybody, and the mitzvah for everybody else. Vice versa, the mini golem is we hold that even this bracha of Baruch Pri HaGofen, it's not the pshat that the Rabbanon just said, just make a bracha Baruch Pri HaGofen, as if to say, just drink the wine. But rather, now it's called the Brichas HaMitzvahs. The Rabbanon said, make this bracha, that is the mitzvah of kiddush. So therefore, since it's a mitzvah of kiddush now, even though you're not drinking wine, but brichas hamitzvahs, I can be made to you. So as long as you hear me say the Baruch Pri HaGofen, it helps for you also. So I call upon him Shabbos in the morning, the only bracha is Baruch Pri HaGofen.
Can you drink a different bracha wine and be yetzer with that Baruch Pri
HaGofen? Yeah. Because he's being made to you. His bracha helps for you.
So he's yetzer bracha for a mitzvah, so he wasn't really being yetzer to you and your glass of wine.
You sure he was? Sure he was. Because when he said the Baruch Pri HaGofen, his bracha is going on his kais, and it's also potting everybody else. He's also making it for you. That'll be good. Because you have to have the bracha in order to drink that wine. So that bracha went for you also. Right. Ravashi ikloy le Mechuza. Ravashi went to visit Mechuza, the city. Omru le, so the people of Mechuza told Ravashi, le kadosh lon mar, kiddush rabba. And so it was Shabbos in the morning, and he told him, make for us kiddush rabba. Is Hovulei Kudush Rabba, Hovulei, so they gave him the case of Yayin. So Sova, my new Kudush Rabba. His Ravashi was Mesupik. What do they mean? What's called Kudush Rabba? He didn't know what that meant. What do they mean? What do they want me to do to make this big Kiddush? Omar, he said, Michti, let me see. Kol HaBrochas Kulon Bar Pri HaGofen Ami Bereisha. That's Pshitan. Any type of Brocha you make, a Kiddush or Avdolom, the first thing you have to do is make a Bar Pri HaGofen. So let me play it safe. They give me this kesh right now, the first thing I'll do is I'll make a Baruch Pri HaGofen. And I'll stop there and I'll see if they want me to say more or not. Because he didn't know what they mean by Kedusha Rabba. Maybe they meant make a big Kiddush. I say a lot of things. So I'll play it safe. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make a Baruch Pri HaGofen. So he said, Oma Baruch Pri HaGofen. He said a Baruch Pri HaGofen. The Yagid Bey, and he waited for a second. Chaz Yisua, Liu Saba, that old man there, the Gochen bent over him, Fishosi, and drank the wine. So he knew he was okay. He knew all they wanted me to say was just his Baruch Pri HaGofen. That was it. Because as soon as he got finished making the Baruch Pri HaGofen, the people started to drink the wine already. So he called upon himself, Kori Anavshei, HaChochem Eina Bereshei. A smart person knows what's doing. So he just figured out himself, let me play it safe. I'll make the Baruch Pri HaGofen and I'll stop and wait a while. If they want me to continue, I'll ask them what they want from me. But maybe I'll be okay with this. That's what he did. Trashi, Dusha Rabba or Pragofen, the Karla Kedusha Rabba, the Akule Kedusha Karmelay. And the reason why it is called the Kedusha Rabba is because this bracha, Bar Pragofen, is always said. And any kais we ever use for a bracha, we always say a Bar Pragofen first. That's why it's called Kedusha Rabba. It's like the big bracha, the bracha Bar Pragofen is always made. The Yagad Bay Erech Bar Ladas, and Yisarv Echemem Lishtois, or the Kach Yovin, the Bar Pragofen, Regilin Loimim, Vesulai, and I'll know that's all they always say. Shim loykein hoyoy maloy lekadish kiddush gadol shel leila kimin hagan. Maybe they wanted me to say kiddush gadol. He wasn't sure, so he played it safe. Vaitim amri b'nei Reb Chiya mishloy hivda b'maytzoy. We have before mishloy hivda b'maytzoy Shabbos. Someone did not make havdala maytzoy Shabbos. The locher is mavdu v'hoyla b'chol haShabbos kulei. He's allowed to say havdala throughout the whole week. For the gemara v'yat kama, until how long of the week can he still make havdala if he didn't say it yet? Up until Wednesday, up until Yom Dalid, you can still make Avdolah. Rashi Ad Revi v'Shabbos, v'lo yad b'chlal, and not Wednesday also. Avam Revi v'Yelech, from Wednesday on, gabe Shabbos habo mischashiv. It has to do with already with the next Shabbos. Hey, the past Shabbos ends by Tuesday. Wednesday already is the beginning of next Shabbos. That's why it's Meduyik, in the Shir we say, Shiyam Revi, with Yam we say Lechun Aranana. At the Shia Shel Yom Revi, Kel Nakamas Hashem, we end off with the Chulin Rana. That's the beginning of the next Shabbos already. That's Yom Revi. But up until Yom Revi, it has to do with the Shabbos of the past Shabbos. So, how do we? Yeah, Shabbos. Kiho the Yosef Rab Zera Kamed Rabasi. The Yamri Lo Rabas. Some say was Rabasi Kamed Rab Yechinim. The Yosef they're sitting with Koma. Leinu Gittin. The same halach applies by Leinu Gittin. So what? Chad b'Shabbatam, Trei Tlosa, Bosa Shabbatam. That the first, second, and third day of the week goes after the Pesach Shabbos. Arbo, the fourth day already, b'Chamisho, Marli Yoma, and the Erev Shabbos, Kaimi Shabbat. That has to do with the next Shabbos already. So Rashbam, what does it mean in Gidden? Im O Malo, Harei Ze Gitcha. A man tells his wife, here's your get. Al Manas, Shetitno Li, Rezuz, that you should give me $200, Achra Shabbos. I'll only accept to get if you give me after Shabbos $200. Oh, ya menash atitna li kaidem a Shabbos. Or else you give it to me before Shabbos. Until how long does he have to give the money? Is so we say, if they said, I'll give it to you after Shabbos, he has the right to give it to her until Tuesday. But after Tuesday, it's too late already. If they said, give it to me before Shabbos, that means you have to give it to him by either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So the same halacha is applied by Gittin also. That after Shabbos is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and before Shabbos is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Omer of Yaakov Aridi, Avuloyalor. You should know if you don't make Avdolah Moitzoy Shabbos at night time, then you can't make the bracha on the fire. Because the svara of fire is, because it was first created Moitzoy Shabbos, that's why we make the bracha. But once it's not Moitzoy Shabbos anymore, you can't make the bracha, Borim Yeresh anymore. Omer of Brun Yomarav, Hanoitel Yodov. If somebody washes his hands, Hanoitel Yodov. You come home Friday night, and before you make Kiddush, you washed your hands. So he holds, Amarav, Rav holds that Anoto Yodov lo yikadish. You should not go make Kiddush now. Because if you're going to make Kiddush, that's going to be a hatsaka between the Natila Shadayim and the eating of the bread, the Hamoitzi. And you'll have to wash your hands over again. And the Chur, if you first you washed your hands and you made a bracha on Natila Shadayim, you're going to make a bracha of Atolof. So therefore, you yourself should not go ahead and make Kiddush now. Rather, let somebody else make Kiddush. So even though you'll be Yotze Kiddush from him, Al Shemei Koin, if you hear his Kiddush, but just hearing it, you didn't speak out, it's not called you made a hefsik. So therefore, the bracha you made on Natil Shadayim is good, and then you'll make a mitzvah right after Kiddush. But you yourself, a yod, can't make Kiddush. So the Rashbam, not the yod lo yikadish. El acha yikadish, let somebody else make the Kiddush. Vu yaitzi decha vasei b'shmiya. He'll just hear Kiddush. U shtiya. The yen kan esach adas. He won't, there's no esach adas then. Meyachna shu atzmoy einim avorach. Avlu atzmo lo yikadish, im not the yod, v'kseish yachom, al smach l'tilu l'chaya kiddish. The kiddish masik, v'yatilu achilam. Because if you wash your hands first, and then you go to make kiddish, he holds making kiddish is called a hefsik. And it's not right. If you made a brokhwe on tilu shadayim, you'd be masik in between, you're going to have to wash over again. So therefore the answer is, you yourself should not make kiddish, let somebody else make kiddish. That was Rav's kiddish. So the Gemara, Omolu Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmo Bar Masam, Akati Loi Nach Nafshe the Rav. Rav himself was not nifted, didn't die yet. Shechach Ninu, Lishmaititei. We forgot what Rav himself taught us. What does he mean to say? That Zimnin once happened, Sagi and Heve Kim the Kaim of the Rav. It once happened, or a few times it happened, that I was standing in front of Rav. Zimnin, sometimes when Rav made Kiddush Friday night, it depends. Zimnin, sometimes the Chaviv Olei Riftam, sometimes he liked bread very much, is Mekadosh HaRiftam. The din is, if you like bread very much, you have a right to make Kiddush on the Lechem. Zimnin, sometimes the Chaviv Olei Chamra, Mekadosh HaChamra. Sometimes what he did was, he made Kiddush on Yayin, not on the bread. But our core point of the kasher is, how could he make Kiddush on Lechem, on bread? L'chura, right after Kiddush, you have to eat the bread. So you have to wash your hands beforehand. Come to say, you have to wash your hands first, and then you go and make Kiddush, and then you'll eat the bread. Now, according to you, you're telling me Rav says that's the hefsik. You're telling me Rav says that if you wash your hands first and then make Kiddush, it's all the hefsik. You can't do that. And here Rav himself did like that. Rav himself sometimes washed his hands first, then he made Kiddush on the lechem, and then he ate it. So here you see clearly it's not called a hefsik. And that's the halacha. Rabban, it's not called a hefsik. So Rashi, respond the chaviv ole riftam. Shoyer Rav, sometimes he's very hungry, and he likes bread better now. Is Mekadosh HaRifti, he went ahead and made Kiddush on bread. Alma, what do we see? Loi boy natil achrit, he doesn't have to wash his hands a second time. Elami kara masha yadei, he washed his hands before he made Kiddush. V'yochon hama, and then he ate the bread. The Kiddush, he ate the bread of Kiddush. Alma Kiddush liachin natil loi choshev hasech adas. That's not considered hasech adas. V'chein hilchasa, that's talochas at Rashbam. Temi shenoto yodav kredim Kiddush. Whoever went to wash his hands before he made Kiddush, and then even if he made Kiddush ala yayin, still the din is, ein tzorech lachs of litlon. You don't have to wash your hands a second time. Acha Kiddush. V'yafligu rabbonah bein mekadosh hariftam mekadosh hachamra. It's not only if you want to make Kiddush on bread, do we say you can wash your hands before. Even if you want to make Kiddush on wine, but you're allowed to wash your hands beforehand, and then eat the bread afterwards. Midloi kamahadle Rabbi Yitzchak, yeah. So the mila chetchila, lechila, what should you do? Moizgin avada, first have the yayin. That's for avada like we do. Metchila, we make kiddush first. The yachakach leitl yadayim, and then we wash our hands. Kibay silum masech the brachas. So kolpam, this is the famous gemara here that if you want to, you could make kiddush on bread. Even though the gemara is mashmir from Rav, that says that a Rav, when he liked bread better, he'd make Kiddush on bread. I think Lalocha, though, we don't make Kiddush on bread. It's only if you don't have Yayin. But if Kozman, you have Yayin, we hold there's a Chshivis in making Kiddush Dafka La Yayin. Like we dashed in the Gemara before. So Achreya Wa La Yayin. There's an Indian to make Kiddush Dafka on Yayin. It's only if you don't have Yayin, you're allowed to make Kiddush at least Friday night on bread. Shabbos by daytime, not. But Shabbos by night, you're allowed to make Kiddush on bread. And we also hold that it's not called a Hefsik. If you wash your hands first, you could make Kiddush and then eat the bread. Right? Omar Rav Pune, Omar Rav. Toam Eina Mekadosh. Let's say somebody by mistake ate something Friday night before he made Kiddush. If you ate something, you can't make Kiddush anymore Friday night. By the law, you have to wait till tomorrow morning to make Kiddush. It's an inyan to make Kiddush when you're still hungry, not when you ate something. So Rashbam Toyim. Im Ochal, if somebody ate something, Lo Yikadosh Kol HaLayla. He's not allowed to make Kiddush anymore Friday night. El Lamocha Koydim Suda. But tomorrow, Shabbos by day, he'll make Kiddush. That's the way Rav Chonah Bar Chinim holds. Rav Huna Marav says, Toyim Mekadosh. Rabboyim Menei Rav Chonah Bar Chinim Rav Huna. Toyim Mar Sheyavdol. What about my Avdolah? You came on my Tzoy Shabbos, by mistake you ate something before you made Avdolah. Are you allowed to make Avdolah, or do you have to wait till tomorrow? Omaleh, he said over, Ani Yomer, I myself hold Toyim Avdol. Even though you ate, you shouldn't have done it. But now that you did it, you are allowed to make Avdolah right away. For Ravasi Yoma, Ravasi Yodzo, Toya made him Avdol. Avdolah is the same thing. If by mistake, even by mistake, you went to eat something before you made Avdolah, you're not allowed to make Avdolah that night. You have to wait till tomorrow morning. Vice versa, you have to make Avdolah and Kiddush when you're still hungry before you ate something. We'll soon see the Alocha, we don't hold like this. So tomorrow, Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Ikloy Levei Ravasi. Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba went to visit Ravasi. Ishtoli v'toyimidi, he forgot himself, and he ate something before he made Avdolah. Is Hovulei Kosa, then later they gave him the Kais, v'yavdol, and he made Avdolah. So even though he ate something first, still he made Avdolah. So Omrulei the Vesuha, so Ravasi's wife asked him, v'yomar l'yavdol hochi, like his wife asked Ravasi, you yourself don't hold like this, so how come you're letting him do like this? How come you're letting Rav Yirmiya go make Avdolah? Has you yourself hold, you're not allowed to make Avdolah now. Omalais Ravasi answered back to his wife and told her, Shavke, leave him alone. Kirabe Svirle. In other words, it's making up a new Kiddush now. There is a Shita like that. He's doing like his Rebbe taught him. His Rebbe taught him that even though he ate something before Avdolah, still the din is you're allowed to make Avdolah. And Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Toam Eina Mekadish, he holds, if you ate something by mistake Friday night before Kiddush, you should know you're not allowed to make Kiddush anymore Friday night. You have to wait till tomorrow morning. Toyam Eina Mavdol. It's the same halacha applies to Avdolah. That if you ate before you made Havdolah, before Havdolah, you're not allowed to make Havdolah Mitzvah Shabbos. You rather have to wait until the next day to make Havdolah. It's not covered to make a bracha, to make Havdolah if you just ate. You have to wait till the next day until you're still hungry, then it's called covered HaBracha to make Havdolah then. Rabbi says, I'm Rabbi Nachman, I'm Shmuel. Toya Mikadish, this is the halacha. No, that even though somebody made a mistake and he ate something Friday night before he made Kiddush, the din is you could make Kiddush. And Vitoya Mavdol, the same thing about Avdolah. Even though you did eat something before Avdolah, so what? Without the mitzvah to make Avdolah right away, or to make Kiddush right away, the fact you ate something, that doesn't scare you. You don't have to make it on an empty where you didn't eat yet. Even though you ate, still you're allowed to do it. And that's the locha. And Omar Rova, Hilchasa Toya Mekadish, Vitoya Mavdol. That's the locha. The locha is, even though you did eat something, still you're allowed to make Kiddush Friday night, and you're allowed to make Avdolah Mitzvah Shabbos. Or me should like Kiddush Vera Shabbos. If somebody by mistake did not make Kiddush Friday night, Mikadish Vayla Kolo Yom Kuloi Ad Mitzvah Shabbos. And the locker is, you're allowed to make Kiddush Mamish the whole day of Shabbos. If at the ever you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, his the mitzvah to make Kiddush applies the whole day. Hey Zachreyu, Zachres Yom Shabbos the Kaddishay, even though you're supposed to do it as soon as possible, but the Indian is, any time on the day of Shabbos, you're supposed to be in the Kaddish Shabbos. So if you didn't do it early Friday night, you could do it the whole day Shabbos. That's the locker.
Yeah, alright, now we'll just see again of the Tosfos again and the Kuf Hei Amud Beis. The Shal again, we brought a Raya from this Braisa that you're allowed to make a Havdolah and Birchas Mazon in one case. That one of the Shema Aminas was the bottom Tosfos, Toam Pogmoy. That if you drink from the Kais Shah Bracha, the leftover wine is called Pogum, you're not allowed to use it for a second Bracha. Therefore, you can't make Havdolah first and then drink a little bit, and then use the leftover for Birchas Mazon. So the end Tosfos is the Kasha, the Akate Kikshulei. Like, what's the question is that you're making a pogum because you're drinking from this kais, and the leftover wine is no good. I have a good item. Make Kiddush, make Havdolah first on this big kais, and pour off a little bit of wine, like pour up just a mole lugmov wine into another cup, and you'll drink from the second cup. And the first cup you did not drink from yet, so it's not called pogum yet, and mistama there's a revius left over. So you could use that kais for Birchas Hamazon. Like, what do you have to say? You have to drink from the first kais, and you'll make the leftover wine pogum. I have a better reitzah. Pour off the wine right after Avdolah, pour off enough wine to have a mole lugmov, just a roiva revius, and then you'll drink, and then you'll drink what you poured off, and the rest of the kais, which has revius, you'll leave for Avdolah. You'll leave for Birchas Hamazon. So Tais answers the Yisoid, V'yeshtoima, the bekais choivam, going to have Avdolah, Birchas Hamazon, v'Kiddush. Anytime you're using a kais for a bracha of a chayv to bench on or to make Avdolah, to make Kiddush on, tzoruch lishtois mikais sheyesh barevius. Hey, just like you have to make the Kiddush or the Avdolah on a kais that has a shear of a revius yain inside it, who are they when you go to drink from it, you also have to drink from a kais that has revius on it. Hilkach layefshu lemitam biyodei oy b'kliyachem. Therefore, you can't pour off first to another kais, because you can't pour off just a mala lugmav. You're going to have to pour off the whole revius, because when you want to drink from that second kais, there has to be a revius yain in that kais. And if you pour off a revius into the second kais, the first kais will not have a revius left over anymore. Now, this is l'alocha, that if you want to sometimes pour off from your kais into another cup, like to drink from the second cup, and leave the kais or kiddush enough clean to pour off to other people, you have to make sure you pour off into the second cup a revius of yain. Then you could drink from the second cup. But if you don't pour off so much, the etzer is to drink from your kais, because that has a revius yain inside it.
Yeah, now again, the last gemara we had in the Kuvov on the days was about that we came out, Rav holds that Kiddush is not called the hefsik. You're allowed to wash your hands before you make Kiddush, and then you make Kiddush, and then you could eat the pas. Now the gemara brought a raya from Rav that sometimes it happens that he liked bread, and he made Kiddush on a rifta, on the bread. And sometimes he liked the yain, and he made Kiddush on the yain. So the Rashbam learns, what he was saying before is, that really if you want to, you could make Kiddush on pas. And that's why when the pas, when the challah was more choshev, he was hungry, he wanted to have the pas, Rav made Kiddush directly on the pas.
And therefore, that's the Gemara's Raya, that Kiddush is not called the Hefsik. Because in between washing the hands and eating the pas, you have to make Kiddush in between. So that's the Raya, Kiddush is not called the Hefsik. This is the way the Rashbam learns. However, Tosfos brings down by Rishisim that he asked a few kashas on this. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Avada, you are not allowed to make Kiddush at all on pas. Kiddush, Badavka, has to be on Yayin. Like we had before, Zachreyu ala Yayin. Mashenkin on bread, there's no such thing as making Havdolah, making Kiddush on bread. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Okay, so more later is Mashma Havdolah for sure. Havdolah you cannot make on pas. The Rashbam learns that there's a chilik between Havdolah and Kiddush. Because Kiddush, since it's the beginning of the Suda, like, so you could make Kiddush on pas. Mashenkin Havdolah has nothing to do with the Suda. You're not allowed to make Havdolah on pas. However, Rabbeinu Tam learns, no, even Kiddush, you are not allowed to make on a pas at all. Like really, another kash Rabbeinu Tam was yes on Rashbam is that what's the Gemara bringing a raya that Kiddush is not called a hefsek in between the Tilush Hadayim and eating? What's the raya where you make Kiddush on pas? As Rabbeinu Tam learns, if your mamish is making Kiddush on pas, so pshita you have to wash your hands beforehand, because how do you make Kiddush? First you make hametz lechem and oritz, and then you first make the Kiddush. So pshita you have to wash your hands before you make hametz lechem and oritz. So how is the Gemara bringing a raya that if you don't make Kiddush on Pas, you just make Kiddush on Yayin also, Birchas HaKiddush is not called Hefsek between the Tilush Adayim and the Hamoisi. What's the Raya? If you're telling me your mamish making Kiddush on the Pas, so Pshita when you make Kiddush on the Pas, there's no Hefsek. But maybe when you don't make it on Pas, you just make it on Yayin, maybe there is a Hefsek in between washing your hands and eating, if you make Kiddush in between. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam was a little bit different from Shatnao Gemara. He learns for sure you're not allowed to make Kiddush on Pas. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns Shanao Gemara that he used to wash his hands first. So it says what? You should not make Kiddush. So he says the Pshat is because Rav holds, Rav Shita is Yesh Kiddush Le B'mokim Suda. So a Pashat afraid if you'd wash your hands first and then you would go make Kiddush, who says you can have your Suda right away? Maybe you'll be Maflik, you wait in between. So therefore you shouldn't wash your hands first. And then it brought down the mice to know that sometimes Rav wanted to eat bread very much. So then the pshat was that he was able to wash his hands first, and then Avada, he made Kiddush first on Yayin. But here we're not afraid that maybe he'll just wait. Because since he wanted to eat bread very much, we are not afraid, we know for sure he'll eat the Suda right away. That's pshat in the Gemara. But our whole point of Rabbeinu Tam learns that for sure you cannot make Kiddush on Pas. However, the Rosh Taka also passes like the Rashbam, that says no, if a person wants to, he could make Kiddush on Pas also. He learns the same way the Rashbam learns Pshat and Al Gemara. Now, the Mechaber passes in the Simen Reishai and Aleph, that Acha She Kiddush Al HaKois Neito Yodet. His Metchila, the Eitzer is, first to make Kiddush, and then you wash your hands like we do. L'vorach Al Kiddush Dayim. But he says, V'im Noto Yodet Koidim Kiddush, let's say somebody did wash his hands first, before he made Kiddush. He shows us that he likes bread. So then the Mechaber says, "Lo yikadosh al yain eler al pas," that you should not make Kiddush on the yain, but rather make it on the pas. So the Mechaber is passing also at the Rashbam Shita that if you want to, you can make Kiddush on the pas. Now the Achrenim say it's only here that he says you should make on pas because you already washed your hands, you made an al tilush adayim. Therefore, if you'd make Kiddush first, maybe it's hefsik, so it's better to eat pas. Mashenkin, if you didn't wash your hands yet, so pshit, even if you do have pas, and even if you want pas, we hold avadim mitchil, it's better to make Kiddush on Yayin. Because befrat, you should be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that Rabbeinu Tam says, bechlal, you're not letting make Kiddush on pas. Therefore, if you didn't wash your hands yet, even if you like bread, our minig is, of course, to always make Kiddush on Yayin first. And really, the Ramos says it clearly in Simon Reishai in Beis and Sifkon Tess, that the mother says, "V'chein ha'minig poshet k'divrei Rosh, v'im yayin beer lo yikadosh al pas." If we have wine available, we should not make Kiddush on pas, but rather make Kiddush on yayin, which we are yaitz according to all shittis. However, if we do not have yayin around, then we hold at night time it's better to make Kiddush on pas, and you cannot make on chama medina. Vashenkin in the daytime, if we do not have yayin, by daytime, Shabbos by daytime, we hold you cannot make Kiddush al pas. But rather, you have to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Because the Maitzi we make anyway. It's only a Kiddush with the Baruch Yagofen first. All right, we'll stop here.